We are reading from Srimad Bhagavat. The Lord slays the king of the demons. Text number 7. Sorry, text 6. Kruddhasya yasya kampante Trayo loka saheshvara शासनम किं बलोत्यगा Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My son Prahlad, you rascal, you know that when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble, along with their chief rulers. By whose power has a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The relationship between a pure devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely relishable. A devotee never claims to be a very powerful himself. Instead, he fully surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna, being confident that in all dangerous conditions, Krishna will protect his devotee. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Kaunteya prati janihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. The Lord requested Arjuna to declare this instead of declare it himself, because sometime Krishna changes his view and therefore people might not believe him. Thus Krishna asked Arjuna to declare that a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Hiranyakashipu was perplexed about how his five-year-old boy could be so fearless that he did not care for the order of his very great and powerful father. A devotee cannot execute the order of anyone except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the position of a devotee. Hiranyakashipu could understand that this boy must have been very powerful, since the boy did not heed his orders. Hiranyakashipu asked his son, Kim Balam, how have you overcome my order? By whose strength have you done this? So here we find that one of the wonderful narration where Hiranyakashipu is bewildered by fearlessness of Prahlad Maharaj, and Hiranyakashipu asks Prahlad Maharaj, Kim Bala? That means, from where you are getting the strength to, like, say, being so fearless? Because he knew his own strength. He was so powerful that even demigods were his servants. So he knew that everyone is under his control, except his own five-year-old son, Prahlad. He was not under his control. Although he was so small, looking very innocent, but he was not able to make him fearful or make him obey his orders. And that's why he's surprised, quite surprised, that from where you are getting this strength. Because he was convinced that unless he is being supported by some very powerful person, how can he be so fearless, this thing? So Hiranyakashipu, quite bewildered by the behavior of Prahlad Maharaj, and he addresses Prahlad Maharaj that, you rascal,
But actually himself was idiot, not understanding actually that from where actually the strength is coming. And you find in subsequent verses that actually Prahlad Maharaj glorifies the strength, how he derives strength from the Supreme Person, the Source is one, this thing. In the Parapat, Srila Prabhupada mentions fearlessness of a devotee and how there is a wonderful relationship between Lord and his devotee due to devotee's dependent on the Supreme Lord. We find that in material world, on one time or the other time, create so fearful situations in everyone's life. People are fearful of so many situations in life. Like say we generally quote, like say eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Like say people defend because they are fearful. And everyone is fearful of something or other, this thing. And the more a person has got something in this material world, the more he is fearful of losing it. Someone may have strength, someone has beauty, someone has got wealth, fame, power and so forth. And the more a person has got in this material world, the more he is bound to be fearful. And the nature of this material world is that material world makes situation in this material world changes, and a person may have favorable situation, need not remain the favorable situation always. And soon the situation will be unfavorable, and a person is fearful that how to combat that. And although a person may take shelter of mortal beings of this material world, maybe husband, wife, children, this material body itself, but nonetheless nobody can help us in this material world. A person may have very powerful and very powerful people amongst himself, but a person cannot take a complete shelter of that. Like the classic story of Gajendra. Gajendra was so powerful and his dependents were also very powerful, like say all his elephants. He was a king. But nonetheless, like say, he has to involve into a very fearful situation where like say, he was helpless, this thing. So we find that in general, people who are devoid of knowledge, like say, they don't know exactly where to take shelter. And due to that lack of knowledge, they are always in fearful situation. Like say Prabhupada quotes many times, like this material world is like nations. It's a place of darkness. We find that in darkness, people are fearful. Suppose you find that in a mela where there are say tens and thousands of people attending that mela, and suddenly the light goes off, and you find people are fearful of other people and this thing. So when in darkness a person is fearful, suppose somebody is passing next to a crematorium alone in darkness, he will be fearful, this thing. So in darkness a natural outcome is that a person is fearful. And what does darkness represent? Darkness represent lack of knowledge, lack of the real knowledge that who is God, who am I, and where exactly to take shelter, that is actually. And that's why if we find in material world people are in darkness, and that's why they are fearful of one situation of another. Like say someone is in knowledge, he need not be fearful, he will be bold. Like say some time back one of the newspaper they were publicizing their slogan was knowledge is power. They want to exhibit that, like say if you read our newspaper you will get knowledge, and knowledge itself is power. So in that poster they were depicting that there are 6-7 huge sized dogs were there, huge size, and they are about to say a pound on a cat, but cat is very fearlessly watching the dog and just passing. How is it? A small cat and 6-7 dogs or huge sized dogs were there. Because all the dogs were chained and they were not come beyond a certain limit, and cat was knowing it. And due to that, very boldly she is looking at the dogs and she is walking this thing. Similarly, devotees are also like that. Although they may appear lean and thin or so, but they know we have got very strong, powerful backup behind. And due to that, devotees are always fearless in this material world. They don't fear anything in this material world. Because they know, I may not have much strength, but person who is supporting me is almighty, is all powerful. He has got all strength. Whatever strength is coming, actually coming from all sources, Krishna. Like say, sometime devotees carry for hearing aid 1 GB instrument, this thing. But they may have just 1 GB, lean and thin, this thing. But they may have a support system of a big computer where the capacity may be over 100 GB or much more than that. And due to that, they know that anytime I can go and assess whatever I require, this thing. So similarly, devotee may appear like, say, lean and thin, but they know I can do, with the support of Krishna, I can do many things. And you find that thin people in ISKCON, like say, they have done many things, and like say, because they know that no need to acquire, like say, acquiring for material assets in this world. Only thing, dependence on Krishna is more important. Like say, Prabhupada one time, he was making a huge deal, money deal, this thing. And he didn't have any money. And somehow he made the money deal, and some of the disciples supplied the money. And Prabhupada quoted to his disciples that, see, I don't have any money, but still I am making so big deals, this thing. So much money has been transferred and still I don't have any money. So although devotee may lack in many of the qualities, but by empowerment of Krishna, they can have that quality, this thing. Krishna can supply, like say Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I protect what a devotee have and give supply what a devotee lacks, this thing. Like say Prabhupada's classic life sketch, we can see that what say an old man, we have got capacity to do something. 80-year-old man can have got capacity to do something, but he knew that I have got power of backing of Guru and Gauranga behind me. And by that, if they desire, then anything can manifest by their mercy, this thing. And that's why Prabhupada was confident, walking confident in US, this thing, trying so hard just to go. And he knew that, like say, if Krishna wants, like say, Prabhupada writes a poem also, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu. So devotees are like, say, puppets in the hands of Krishna. If Krishna wants to make the puppeteer as a very strong man, the devotees became that strong man. So it is in the hands of Krishna. And devotees have always been aided by the Lord. And we find that every devotee is fearless, like say, every devotee. In material, we find that people are put into material situations, and we find that there is a waves of unfavorable situation always coming, and they are disturbed, agitated, trying to find some shelter, some solution. And if they cannot find, they are completely disturbed in mind. Completely disturbed in mind. But even in devotee's life, many times unfavorable situations comes, but they are not disturbed in mind. What is the reason? The reason is that even in some devotee's life, some unfavorable situation comes. But very surprisingly, they see as the mercy of the Lord. And due to that, rather than getting in anxiety, they feel that I'm being blessed by the Lord. Some special mercy is coming. And they are satisfied in the heart. Although in the same situation, a materialistic person will be completely disturbed. For example, like say, sometimes devotee catches a very serious diseases, like say including say cancer, and we don't find that devotees are bewildered in anxiety, in trauma, they are peaceful. In many of the cases we see that they are quite peaceful. Why? Because they know that it is Krishna's mercy that is being flowing this thing. So for devotee's life, everything is a mercy. In that unfavorable situation also, devotees seek as an advantage to proceed or progress fast on the path of devotional service. So for devotee, everything is positive in this world, because everything, whatever happens in devotee's life, is actually ordained by Supreme Personality of God. Everything happens in our surrounding is actually been supplied by Supreme Personality of God. It's not some karmic situation coming in our life, this thing. It's not that fruit of our karma, this thing. Sometime Krishna may give something according to our own karma, but it is not under material energy. It is under the transcendental energy of the Lord. Like say sometime somebody may go for looking horoscope or so, and sometime it may act according to the horoscope. But devotee should know that it is not like that. Krishna is supplying whatever necessary, and perhaps it can sometimes come out according to the horoscope. But devotee should know that Krishna's personal hand is there behind it. The devotee doesn't run around such places like say, they are fearless. And we have got many, many cases of so many devotees who are so fearless, because they knew that hand of Krishna is there in all the situations. Like say, in one of the past time, Srila Haridas Thakur was there, and he was visited Fuliagram, and in Fuliagram he is like say, he was chanting always, all the time he was chanting, and he resided just to take the association of Advaita Acharya. And in Fuliagram he used to stay in a cave, and surprisingly in that cave a serpent, he was a venomous serpent, also used to reside. And Haridas Thakur was fearless. Why? Because he has taken complete shelter of holy name, and holy name is not different from Krishna. So that means Krishna is residing in his heart, and in someone's heart Krishna is residing, how he can be fearful of any situation. So Haridas Thakur was fearless of that venomous snake. And some of the visitors would come to meet Haridas Thakur, to have his wonderful association, but they were little fearful of that particular snake. And why was Haridas Thakur was not fearful? Because he knew, unless Paramatma give him sanction to bite me, he cannot bite me. Like say, Paramatma is there in snake's heart, and unless he gives snake motivation to the snake, okay, till that sanction is not coming, snake doesn't have any power to bite. And that's why Haridas Thakur was cool. And if suppose Paramatma gives sanction, if Krishna is giving sanction, why to worry this thing? Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke, this thing. And devotees were saying that, please, you can move somewhere else. And this conversation was heard by that snake itself, and Paramatma inspired him. And due to inspiration of Paramatma, the snake itself left the place. He didn't want it to disturb Haridas Thakur, this thing, leaving the place, this thing. So that's the quality of a devotee, to remain fearless, this thing, in any situation. Any situation. It's not that we hear in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, any devotee who practice today also, he can be fearless, this thing. Completely fearless. It is given as a free gift by Krishna to that devotee to remain fearless, like say. One more mention of a devotee, like say Gadadhar Das in Chaitanya Charitamrita or in Chaitanya Leela, is that. And he was so fearless, devotee. And on one point of occasion, there was a Qazi, Muslim Qazi was there. He was not atheist, he was not believing in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And Gadadhar Das, in the middle of the night, he went to the Qazi's house and challenged him, you should chant the holy names of Krishna. You should chant Hare Krishna. And Kazi was in power at that time. And somebody is in power, one cannot challenge. And Gadadhar also alone, he came into the, like say, place where Kazi was residing and challenged Kazi, you should. And his servants, everyone was there. And Kazi was surprised, shocked to see this man's boldness, like say, in middle of the night coming. And like say, for example, say some Muslim person coming alone to some Hindu person, this thing, and saying, chant Allah's name, this thing. You'll be surprised. How is this possible? Suppose some Muslim person coming to say Indian armies, and in front of everyone, like say, he may challenge that you should chant Allah's name. So like say, they'll be surprised how he gets so much strength to do that. They may consider him a maniac person, like say. And the Qazi said, somehow he was softened by seeing the personality of Gadadhar Das, and he said that, okay, come tomorrow, we'll see. And he says, no, Qazi, you should chant today itself. And the Qazi said, you come tomorrow, I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow, this thing. And the Qazi was in ecstasy. He says, you chanted the name of Krishna, this thing. So that is a devotee. Devotees are always fearless, especially to execute the will and mission or the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead and His representatives. They don't worry, like say, what may come forth in executing the order, like say. They can go to any extent just to carry out the order of given by Krishna and Guru, this thing. One more example I can quote, if Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to take some deity lying in a godown of a merchant. And this deity was lying in a godown where there were hundreds of snakes in that godown. And there's a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, golden deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Narottam Das Thakur approached the merchant that, I would like to visit your godown. And merchant says that, please don't go, because there are so many snakes in this particular godown, and I have tried everything to remove the snakes. I have chanted mantras, taken snake charmers, chanted mantra, and everything. The more I did, the more they were hissing and, like say, hissing and coming towards me. So I gave up everything, and they are very poisonous and fearful, this thing. And Narottam Das Thakur ignored it. Here Prabhupada mentions that a devotee cannot execute the order of anyone except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narottam Das Thakur, like say, he ignored what this merchant was saying, and he directly went into the godown where snakes were there. And surprisingly, as soon as Narottam Das Thakur went for getting the deity, all the snakes ran away from the particular godown, this thing, because Paramatma inspired them. Krishna helped Narottam Das Thakur, this thing. And they all left, this thing. And Narottam Das Thakur had the golden deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still this deity are present at Murshidabad. Devotees can visit this place, this thing. So that is the fearlessness of a devotee. Like say, devotee is always fearless due to the support given by Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are not agitated in any situation, satisfied in heart, this thing, because they know, I have got some person who is always going to help me. One of the name of Krishna is Achyuta, and it means that Krishna is infallible. One is that meaning is that he is infallible, that means he doesn't fall into the material energy. Another meaning is that he doesn't fail to reciprocate with his devotees, especially when they are in need, this thing. And especially when your devotees are in need, they with rapt attention remember Krishna. At other times, like say, we may not be with rapt attention remember Krishna, but especially we are in need, like say, we with rapt attention remember Krishna. Krishna, kindly help. We don't have any other shelter. Even Krishna initially may not reciprocate, but still devotees doesn't try anything else. Okay, now Krishna is not supporting me, so I should pray to some other demigod or so, something like that. No. The devotee continues to pray to Krishna. Sometimes somebody may say that, why don't Krishna reciprocate all the time? We are in problems and we come to Krishna and he doesn't reciprocate all the times. So Krishna, suppose Krishna immediately reciprocate, then naturally we'll stop praying. Like say, suppose somebody is in complete trauma and he comes to Krishna, Gopinath, please help me. And Gopinath says, okay. What is the outcome? Devotee is happy and he will no longer continue praying to Krishna. But in many situations, Krishna gives such a pinching, like say, misery or a situation or a problem, where devotee has to repeatedly come to Krishna, kindly help me, kindly help me, kindly help me. And Krishna, after long time, give a solution to the devotee. Help. What is the reason? Reason is that the devotee can remain more Krishna conscious by that. So Krishna, as a Bhakta Vatsal, always merciful to a devotee. And there is a very wonderful relationship between Lord and his devotee established due to this particular reason. Like say, devotees are like say, not taking shelter of Krishna, they will naturally not remember Krishna. And unless somebody remembers the Lord, how can he have relationship with that person? One time, like say, in Vrindavan, we have got a devotee, Indra Prabhu. So one devotee asked him that, how we can have taste for holy name. So he said that once you chant more, and he told that unless we have got relationship by chanting more, or say relationship with the holy name, how you have attachment to that holy name or the person. Similarly, unless we remember more Krishna or holy name, how can we have attachment for Krishna and the holy name, this thing. So devotees and Lord's relationships is very sweet, very wonderful. Although devotees are incapable in many, many situations, they are incapable. They don't know how to solve this situation. They don't know how to solve the situation. Many times, like say, a devotee may be giving class and somebody may ask question that, Prabhuji, what does it mean? A devotee may not know it. And he prays to Krishna and give me some words. And somehow, Krishna gives some words which happens to be perfect. Like say, this Sarvabhavana Prabhu came. And like say, we conducted drama also. There's a famous book, Salted Bread, this thing. And in devotee circles, like say in ISKCON, like say, those devotees who conducted austerity in Armenia jail, this thing at that time, were quite glorious, this thing. And he was mentioning that we were in the jail and we didn't know any Krishna conscious philosophy. We may have just read one or two small books, maybe PQP and some small book, that's all. And we are put in the jail and forced that you have to leave this, and they are not ready to leave it. And they are forced to stay in the jail for accepting the path of Krishna consciousness. And they had desire to preach to other, like say, fellow people who are residing in the prison. But they didn't know anything. They were like say, helpless. Say, we don't know anything. But they heard the message from, like say, the Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Obdes. That means we should speak about Krishna or philosophy or Krishna consciousness. But they didn't have any knowledge. So they were intensely praying to Krishna. Krishna, give me some words so that we can say something to these people. And surprisingly, he was mentioning, Sarvabhavana Prabhu, that I was preaching hours and hours and hours every day without having any knowledge. And he was saying that I was also wondering what is coming out from my mouth. So main time Krishna preaches through our own mouth this thing to others, this thing. So he was mentioning that I didn't know something and that was coming out. Why? Krishna was supplying what he was needed, this thing. So that's an example of so many examples. Like say, devotees are like say always dependent on Krishna, and that's why fearless. There may be very powerful personalities in the universe, but still they may be fearful. Indra, we find that in so many situations is fearful. If Prithu Maharaj performing say 99 sacrifices, Indra is fearful, my post will be taken away. Or Krishna, like Brijavasa, is not performing yajna to Indra, and Indra is fearful how they can be do it. This is my particular share, this thing. So even in this universe, there are powerful personalities, and you can't conceive power of Indra, like say, just say tiny power of Indra just falls in Bombay and Bombay can be submerged. Rain, he is controlling the power of raining this thing. And such a power Indra has got. And such big, big people are fearful. On the contrary, a small devotee, very insignificant devotee, can be fearless. Power of Krishna. Especially when, like say, Aghasur, pastime was going on. Demigods who are so powerful. Actually, it's narrated in Krishna book that they drink nectar every day. That means nectar is, they drink, so increasing the tenure of their life. And on the contrary, Brajavasis were simple cowherd boys. They were not drinking any nectar any day, just simple eating butter and other products, this thing, that's all. And when Aghasur, then so they saw Aghasur, they were fearless completely. They were knowing that this demon, and we are entering in his mouth, this thing. And demigods are watching from the sky, and they were fearful. On the contrary, although they were so powerful. So in any part of the universe a person goes, unless he has taken shelter of Supreme Person, he has to be fearful. Fearful situation in one point or another point. Material world makes a person humble and fearful. A person knows that I don't have power to combat this. But they don't have knowledge to take shelter also. Devotees also understand that I don't have power to face this situation on my own. And that's why they take the support, this thing. Like say, a small boy may be crossing a road. And suppose especially you go to Chopati, there are so many vehicles are passing this thing. And he may be fearful if he is alone, this thing. But if he is walking with his father, he is not fearful at all. Like say, he says, let father take care. Enemy watching here and there, some fuggawala or something here and there also. Because like say, he is dependent on his father. So natural outcome of any properly placed devotee is that he is completely fearful in any situations of life. Because in his heart, he has got the most powerful person, that is Krishna. Nobody can move that person. Even materially also, if Krishna resides, the person becomes like say, there is a pastime of Haridas Thakur, where Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets. And after that, he was carried by the people who were beating in front of the Qazi. And they placed in Haridas Thakur. He externally exhibited death symptom by the mercy of the Lord. And they shown the dead body of Haridas Thakur to Qazi. And Qazi says, throw this in. Ultimately, they decided they throw this in Ganges. And they were lifting it. But same person were not able to lift it. And they called for many men. And everyone were trying to lift it. Nobody could lift it. Because Krishna resides in his heart. And like say, Krishna is heavier than the most heaviest. He is stronger than the strongest, like say. He is stronger than Hiranyakashipu, like say, most powerful person. And that's why they could not lift it. And this thing, ultimately after some time, he became a light. Then he was thrown in the Ganges by Krishna's mercy again. He was saved from that tribulation. And he happily walked again back into the kingdom of that Qazi. And he was smiling and chanting again, doing the same work again, preaching this thing. And Qazi was shocked. And then again he took shelter of Haridas Thakur. Please forgive me. I mistook you, this thing. So there is the power of devotee. And one should know that actually there is no difference from deity form of the Lord, his shelter of the devotees, his holy names, his abode, his paraphernalia, pastime. Anyone who carries that, like say, becomes fearless in any situation. Any situation. There may be so many fearful situations may be hovering around us. But devotees will be quite peaceful, like say, very peaceful in any situations. Like so on one particular occasion, Dhruv Maharaj was fighting with Yakshas. And there was a very tough war was there. And Yakshas were happening to be victorious and they were having some Shakti, and due to that they were creating illusion in the sky and bewildering, and Dhruv Maharaj was completely bewildered this thing. He was seeing different animals in the sky, ferocious animals, some stool passing from the sky, arrows and so many things coming around, and he was alone. And he was completely illusioned and he didn't know what to do. And ultimately the sages reminded that remember Krishna and fight. And Dhruv Maharaj remembered the Lord, remembered the chanted the holy name of the Lord. And by that, all the illusions were dispelled and he could defeat and he could be victorious. Similarly, we may be illusioned. We may be illusioned. But somehow, taking shelter of Krishna can dispel from all our illusion. Like say, somebody can ask, like say, somebody may say that actually, you know, Prabhu, in my life, there is darkness is unlimited. In your life, say, suppose you may have come from little conditioning, my conditioning too bad, this thing. And I may have so much darkness in my life. But howsoever darkness, if the light, suppose sun comes, howsoever darkness may be there, actually there will be light, this thing. What is more powerful, sun or darkness? Naturally, sun is more powerful than darkness, because lack of sun results into darkness. Lack of Krishna consciousness results into nascence. Like say, in our speech word also, there is a statement is written this thing. Something like, Krishna is light and material world is nascence, this thing. If you switch on the light, then darkness is dispelled, this thing. So, actually, the all knowledge, somebody who has got knowledge of Krishna, transcendental knowledge, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, for him, nothing to worry. Devotees are not perished in any situation. That's why Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, declare it boldly that my devotees doesn't perish. They always remain. They always fix up in devotional service. And devotees are not fearful of material situation. Rather, devotees are fearful of doing something in spiritual life where it can entail in losing, say, association of devotees, or say, losing devotional service, or committing Vaishnava Aparadh. Devotees are fearful of that. Not fearful of any material situation. Many times people go abroad and exclaim that, Prabhuji, I am not fearful of any situation. I am fearful that I will be losing association of the devotees, this thing. So that is a devotee. Devotees always want to continue devotional service, because in devotional service only we can see the hand of God. And Krishna many times empower our devotee to do something much more than what he himself has done, this thing. And we find classic example all the time, this thing. He can give Shakti to a devotee who can excel himself. Like say, example I can give is, Parshuram was avatar of the Lord, and Bhishma Pitama was fighting against Parshuram due to some reasons, and the fight was intense, went for many days, this thing. And Bhishma Pitama is a devotee in a Jiva Tattva, this thing. But still, he could defeat Parshuram by the power, influence, support of the Lord, this thing. So in essence, devotees are fearless in any situation. Devotees doesn't have to fear for any mundane situation, this thing, because they know that the person who is creating the situation, same person will give me solution itself, this thing. Like say somebody, examiner may be setting the paper, but same examiner is helping us. Okay, aisa answer likho, write answer like this, or write answer like this. What we are going to worry? Although the paper may be very tough, but the examiner itself is on our side, this thing. Similarly, we may face many material situations, but we should know that Krishna is helping us in all the situation. So we need not worry. Somebody has not taken shelter, all the powerful like Hiranyakashipu, and all the he may have got lot of strength. He worries this thing, that when, if my strength goes away, then what will happen? I'll be small, this thing. And that's why, like, some materialistic people worry that if the, all these things what I possess are taken away, and that's why they are in anxiety. So that's why devotees are satisfied in heart, fearless, and they always have the sweet relationship of dependence on the Lord always. And in that state, they come closer and closer to Krishna by following always the dependence on the Lord. So one should always be, in any situation, train ourselves to depend on the mercy of the Lord, on the hand of the Lord, and our life naturally will become auspicious. Hare Krishna. Well, end here. Thank you very much for tolerating me. Any question, if somebody has got, or Prabhuji, Radha Gopinath would like to comment on something on fearlessness, we'll be very happy to hear from his mouth. Thank you very much. Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Shila Prabhupada ki.